Yes! This is the Squonnet 2018 lunchtime update. Won't have the time to get into this as much as I would like, but we have 8 teams left. 6 of them have low, 2 of them do not. If you want to know those teams are. The 2 teams without a low are Pleasant View and Falls 2. Now, Falls 2, we're going to talk about this. There are 8 teams left. 3 of them are from Falls. 3 of them are from Falls. That means 37.5% of the top 8 teams at a major, the third major tournament of the year, come from one ministry. That's sensational. That's really good. The other teams are New Testament. Yes, Florida. There you go. Heritage New York, Old Paths from Pennsylvania, Pleasant View, as mentioned before, and Easley, which is the host and kind of, it's essentially Kettle Moraine from last year. You've got the Fullers who are at Easley and the Swaffers who are on their way to Easley next year. So you have a nice little combo team. But that team is doing well. So those are the top 8 teams. Heritage getting a low. David Poston predicted it. He said they are susceptible with quizzing out with 5 and airing out with 4. That they're susceptible to a team that gets that you know, when they quiz 2 good teams, to having a bad quiz from Humility and just not being able to sustain it. And that's what happened. Humility aired out on question 17. 4 errors is really, really quick, especially when you're a team that's so dependent on that one quizzer. Her brother got up on question 20. If he gets it, they middle win. If he misses it, they lose. He missed it, they lost. But it was, you know, according to what I hear, it was one of these 50-50 situations. Had he gotten one more word, they would have won. So that's what we got right now. We got 8 teams. 6 of them have a low. Those 6 are quizzing first. So we're going to be left after one round after lunch, which is going to start here shortly. We're going to be left with just the top, you know, just the top 6. So of the New York Heritage, New Testament from Florida, and Old Paths from Pennsylvania, one of those 3 teams will be eliminated. And then the 3 sort of with a foundation in Wisconsin, that'd be Easley, Falls 1, and Falls 3. Those 3 teams are quizzing. One of those will be eliminated. So we'll be down to the top 6. Been a great day of quizzing, Really enjoyed it. Have a lot of good teams, and we're very excited. So we're going to try to do more updates throughout the day, as we have been. But this has been a Squonnet Lunchtime Quick Update. See ya!